Are you a parent who feels guilty about screen time?
No.
No, not you, sweetheart. But your mommy and daddy do. Because too many apps are filled with AI garbage, inappropriate videos, and random content.
Like a dancing potato!
Or worse. That's what parents worry about. We're Lingo Kids, the number one entertainment platform for young kids. Because kids love it, and parents can trust it. They want songs, videos, and interactive games that are safe.
And fun.
And fun.
Lingo Kids!
Everything kids love.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donnie, and Chase on this Tuesday afternoon. Let's look at a sports line. Who will be the next starting QB of the New England Patriots? Who do you guys think currently today, right now, is the favorite? A slight, slight favorite.
Jared Stidham.
Dalton.
Stidham, slight favorite. Dalton, second, right behind him. Who's third?
Jameis Winston.
Fourth. He's fourth.
Who are we leaving off at?
Justin Herbert. That they'll trade for. Well, that's the pick.
Okay, that's not horrible because coming in sixth, there was the top six was Tua. So it was a draft pick.
So Justin Herbert, not Bobby Herbert.
Not Bobby Herbert.
Not okay. Bobby. You're missing 3 and 5. Which you'll never
Phillip
get.
Phillip Rivers?
By the way.
Never get.
As we have this conversation, I have just received a text that says, BTW, as I told Darren, never a doubt.
Timmy. Yeah, Timmy's already texted me. I mean, he's already blown me up way. He blew me up the minute this happened. Yeah, that's. Yeah, he was. I'm trying to think. When did it go down? It was over the weekend. He was blowing me up. 0% knew it all along. You know, he was.
Oh, yeah.
He was having fun with it. We had some good back and forth.
Look, he had happy feet for a while. He was dancing around.
He was doing that as some of it was a joke.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I started, you know, doubting it. And then, but we had a good time with it. He said he's not going to call me Mister tomorrow. And I said, you're right. You've earned the right not to call me Mister. I didn't win. Third, Derek Carr.
Now that's interesting.
Derek Carr. Stidham, Dalton, Carr, Winston, Nick Foles. Tua.
That's another one.
That's the top six, according to Sportsline, who will be the starting QB for the Patriots next year.
Those are odds?
Like, how could they get Tua?
They'd have to make a blockbuster trade.
Right, but what would they have to give up to get him?
Are
they loaded with draft picks?
They usually do a pretty good job.
Would they give the rights to Rob Gronkowski? Well, I mean, what would they do?
Well, they usually do a pretty good job of stockpiling.
Well, he's signing with WWE, so.
Yeah, that's true. They usually do.
They've pulled off trades like that. You know,
they have to be
usually they're trading.
They're moving into the top five from.
I mean, they have
25 or whatever they are.
Stranger things have happened. Is that right? They have 4 compensatory picks. Good grief. They have capital.
Yeah, but those are never first round.
No, but they still have draft capital that they can use. So they have a ton of picks. So they have the 23rd overall pick. They have 3 third rounders, don't have a second rounder, a fourth, 4 sixth round picks, 3 seventh round picks. So
okay. That's a lot of nickels and dimes.
Yeah.
Although those picks are valuable. There's you can do something
for
with them.
For them, they've made stuff for those picks.
But it could be a player, right? A player or two plus a package of those picks to get where you need to go currency-wise, if that's where they want it to go.
Miami would be crazy. Although maybe they trade up further than Miami. I don't know.
Well, that's if they want Tua specifically. There might be a few slots for maybe there's a couple quarterbacks they want. You never know. You never know what's up the sleeves of the old Pats.
So along those lines, Gilbrandt.
Gilbrandt, veteran GM, going back to the Dallas Cowboys, Tom Landry days, has stuck around as a media analyst for a long time, NFL Network and the satellite radio channel. Somebody just hit him up on Twitter. What do you know, GB? He said, I know Tom Brady's first choice is no longer an option. Now, does he have the kind of juice to know the answer to that question? I think maybe. Possibly he does. But what do you think his answer is? I mean, I don't think he's revealing the answer anytime soon, but what do you think Tom Brady's first choice was? Is it, if it's no longer an option, that would mean plausibly the Titans could be the answer to that question.
Well, if you're using deductive reasoning, I would say there's a good chance that they are.
Now, he is a Cowboy guy, right? Or has been tied to the Cowboys. Could he be inferring that it's the Cowboys?
Well, technically, the Cowboys, follow me on this, they're not technically off the table because Dak has to sign the franchise tag or they have to get to a long-term agreement. If they don't feel like that's going to happen, they could sign Brady and rescind the tag. That is a possibility. Now, an unlikely one.
So you're saying it's still an option per se?
It's an option, but I don't.
Well, Gilbrandt has not replied. There's been a handful of people that said, well, who do you mean that he's not going any further? But it does make me wonder.
Sure.
If Tom Brady was sitting there throughout this whole process going, okay, I know what I'm going to do. And then all of a sudden, that's not what I thought's going to happen. So now I got to go to plan B.
You right? guys feel good if he was saying, I'll come there, and they chose Tannehill. Everybody still feels good?
If the answer is basically they chose Tannehill over Brady, they knew they had the option of both. Yeah, I mean, I feel good.
That's what you would have done.
That's what I said all along.
No, I know, but I think there's a lot of people that were saying Tannehill, but it's because may have been
they
skewed a little
think.
Bit. Like they did, like come on, give me a break. It's not really an option. So now, I'm telling you, it was an option, and he's told your head coach. Okay, he's told the head coach. Yeah, I'll come. I'd like to come there.
You give me the right offer, I'll come.
Yeah. And they said, yeah.
Now, that's a part of it. Do we know how much he wanted?
Adam Schefter, Tom Brady will sign. No, that's not. Wait a minute. Is that the real? That's not the answer.
Careful. Did you fall for it?
A lot of people did, unfortunately.
Yep. Got to be careful with that.
So forget. I only said two words.
You caught yourself.
It's circulating. Watch out. There's a fake Adam Schefter out there. There's a fake Adam Schefter out there. Everybody beware. Oh, and by the way, we're on a lockdown as well. No, we're not.
According to fake Adam Schefter?
Practice social distancing as well.
I thought this was a really good text I got.
There's some people we know that retweeted the fake Adam Schefter. There's some people we know
that
did.
Sure. So how about that?
Somebody always falls for it.
How would you answer this question? Media members in this market have been duped by fake Adam Schefter. This is, I thought, a really good question, a text that I received from a buddy. Will Tom Brady or Bill Belichick win more games this upcoming season?
I would say the old Bovada people or our buddy Jimmy
Well, we
Shapiro
already have, hang on, Alan Bell put odds
that.
Out.
He did? I would imagine there's going to be a lot of odds.
So, after Tom Brady's departure, this is Sportsline, the Patriots have dropped from 12-1 to 20-1 to win the Super Bowl. So they've gone 12-1 to 20-1. So your question
is gonna, it's not, really, we should pump the brakes because after the after this whole free agency thing runs its course and then you have the draft, then the odds are all going to be reset.
It's hard to answer that question right now because I don't know where Brady's going.
You don't know who the Patriots are going to have under center, and you don't know where Tom Brady's going to be under
center. Yet still somebody has odds?
There are always odds, and they don't have anything to do right now, so
I guess
so they're making odds.
Just saw this breaking news. Metro Parks facilities shutting down until April 6th. Remember what we were talking about earlier? That is no longer an option now.
Metro Parks.
Metro Parks done until April 6th.
I think it was the state parks where you could take a hike. I'd have to check, but that was as of yesterday. Things could change from yesterday to today.
Adam Schefter has just tweeted, beware.
Beware, yes.
About the fake Adam Schefter.
The real Adam Schefter has about 10 million followers. What does fake Adam Schefter have?
Okay, so this is funny. I saw this, and we'll have to talk to Tim about this tomorrow, but Matt Hasselbeck says, I'm putting myself on a two-hour Twitter probation. Because he got duped by the fake Adam Schefter. He retweeted the fake Adam Schefter.
The fake Adam Schefter has 2,000 followers. 2,062, to be exact. And right now, that tweet that you guys are referencing has over 300 likes and over 150 retweets.
I'm glad I bit my tongue.
And over 100 responses. It's been out for 10 minutes. That account has 2,000 followers.
And now we have more people that still don't realize it's the fake. It's the fake. We have people retweeting it, quote tweeting it.
Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, no.
Breaking news. Source says Tom Brady is signing with Tampa Bay Bucks tomorrow.
Oh, no. It's a fake. It's a trap. It's a trap.
Now, Fox Sports Radio has over 80,000. Oh, no, wait a minute. Colin Cowherd. It was Colin Cowherd. I was just told that Tom Brady signs tomorrow with Tampa.
That is legit.
Fox Sports Radio put that out there 29 minutes ago.
I haven't seen.
Source says Tom Brady is signing with the Bucks tomorrow.
Who's the source?
What does that use? Does that ever said? If you say source, do you think it's listed?
No, sometimes they write an article and then they cite the source that they got it, that they're not breaking the story. They're relaying the source.
Well, they then tweeted out 15 minutes later, which was 15 minutes ago, Colin Cowherd, I was just told that Tom Brady signs tomorrow with Tampa.
Hmm. Okay.
Big Cat from Barstool Sports tweets, I got duped. I blame quarantine brain.
Colin Cowherd, I was told 35 minutes ago that Tom Brady will sign tomorrow with the Tampa Bay Bucks. He had made a decision and talked to Tampa Bay yesterday. He was willing to re-sign with New England, but he watched Stephon Diggs and DeAndre Hopkins go to other franchises, then called Robert Kraft an hour and a half later and says, I'm out.
That is interesting.
Think about it. We didn't even bring this up. That is a really good point. He watched Stephon Diggs get traded right in the division.
Yeah. That division got tougher. I mean,
and he
saw
DeAndre Hopkins go to Arizona, and he's like, especially for what we've talked about with the DeAndre, you know, Tom Brady's like, we couldn't have done better than that.
Right.
And give me a true elite receiver. We couldn't have given up more than. We couldn't have given up more than Arizona? I wonder if that's... Wow. That's pretty interesting. Think about it. Those deals going down, and then he calls Robert Kraft.
I understand that. They got some guys who can catch the ball, the Buccaneers. No question.
So thinking in that realm, could New England have been his first choice of staying there? And then he's like, if you guys aren't going to do anything to help me, then I'm out.
He says, now this is what Colin Cowherd says. This is interesting. Going to your source thing, Willie. He says, this is not a football source. It is an icon source and somebody in Tom's stratosphere that knows Tom and who is a famous person. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure about all that. But I will say,
nobody that once, I have seen
once
has,
many years ago, I got burned by a famous person on a news story.
Does that mean Tom Brady's going to hear this?
BUCCANEERS. Go Bucks. Video game music from the 80s.
So great.
An icon source has said, Brady to the Bucks.
The Bucks know how to shine.
Turn it up, Elijah.
Hey, hey, Chandler, hey. The Bucks know how to shine.
So with that being said, are they going to go back to the old jerseys?
They are. That has been not confirmed. Well, you're the unofficial desk, so maybe I should hand this over to you. But they are changing uniforms. They are revealing new uniforms.
Are they going back to old school?
Not the creamsicle. It's
they
from
need
what
to get
I
rid
have
of the
seen.
Ones
the ones they have now are
crap. Bad
well,
they
in
are.
Between.
Crap.
They're bad.
From what I've seen, they're more of the Gruden Super Bowl era. The pewter helmet.
Yeah.
The maroon jerseys
they,
or red
they went
jerseys.
Through, they went through this thing where they changed completely to the pewter and red with just a hint of orange, which I thought were pretty solid, right? And then, of course, they won the Super Bowl. They changed their image and everything. Then they went through this thing where they would have some weeks where they would go back to the creamsicle, which I think is a good way to go if you want to go throwback once
but
or
they,
twice. But
they
then they kind of went between, right? They kind of got into this between, let's put more orange in there, and it doesn't work right now. I think it's time.
The problem,
I'm welcoming the change.
The problem is the NFL has that helmet rule where you can only have one helmet because of safety. And so to properly do the creamsicle, you have to have a white helmet. And so they can't make the pewter helmet work with the creamsicle uniforms. And so they, like the Patriots, for instance, you know, they were wearing the throwbacks for a while with the white helmet and the Patriot Pat. They can't do it because they had the silver.
Yeah.
They have the silver helmets, and it's just too expensive to repaint them every week. And
is that what they do? They repaint each person's helmet? They don't have a separate helmet?
They used to have separate helmets, like college. Like in college, you have like four helmets.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But the NFL made a rule that it's the one helmet rule because you have to break it in properly, and it's just safety and switching helmets every week.
Do we not remember Antonio Brown and Hard Knocks?
Exactly.
Do we not remember that?
Well, we know that, but can't you just have the same model helmet in a different color? What's the big deal with that?
Uniform, Willie. Everybody's got to be uniform. Buttoned up in the NFL.
If it means we could see the creamsicle
buttoned up
a couple times a year, wouldn't that be worth it?
That's reported to be
all for it.
What they're going to look like.
Oh, let me see.
They're basically the Super Bowl era.
Yeah, that's going a little bit more towards that era. Not,
I don't mind
that's
those,
going away from. The,
I mean, those aren't. But they're better than what they have. Like the ones they have now are crap.
I miss the creamsicle too.
But I would be definitely in favor of old school. Those things were awesome.
Yeah, you think so?
Yes.
Weren't they considered like super ugly when they first came out, and then as time passed, everybody loved them.
Well, it's no different than, you know, other teams that want something extreme and distinctive, right? You could argue that the Predators gold when it first came out. When they went gold helmets, people were like, well, wait a minute. Ooh, that's a little. Now it's like, hey, that's our identity. Same thing with University of Tennessee, right? Same.
Oh, wow. Chase, you should be happy.
Oh.
Huh?
Well, I saw that last night. I am happy that
Jane's
on TV.
We have not brought that up. Yeah. We need to talk about that on the other side. All right, right now I'm going to talk about USS.
Ruin my joke.
United Structural Systems, a foundation repair and waterproofing company that has served our area here in Middle Tennessee since 1994. Elijah wasn't even born in 1994. That's how long they've been around. They've got more than 18,000 satisfied residential customers. And right now, you know, with all the rain we've been getting, maybe you've noticed some bowing basement walls or some standing water in your crawl space or maybe some condensation on some ductwork or musty odors or rot in floor joists, cracks in basement floors. Look, all these are signs that your house is probably trying to tell you something. And maybe you're wondering, why is this happening? Well, maybe you have poor drainage, or you've got water seeping through walls. There's all kinds of reasons that the experts can come out, take a look at it. They are the experts, and tell you what's going on. They believe in their quality of work, their reputation, their integrity, and they're going to come out and give you a free estimate. They're locally owned, licensed and insured, and if anything like this is going on in your home, get them out there by dialing this number, 615-227-2275. That's 227-2275. Or you can go to their website, USSTN.com. As they say, we guarantee our best. Call USS. Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donnie, and Chase on this Tuesday afternoon. Let's look at a sports line. Who will be the next starting QB of the New England Patriots? Who do you guys think currently today, right now, is the favorite? A slight, slight favorite.
Jared Stidham.
Dalton.
Stidham, slight favorite. Dalton, second, right behind him. Who's third?
Jameis Winston.
Fourth. He's fourth.
Who are we leaving off at?
Justin Herbert. That they'll trade for. Well, that's the pick.
Okay, that's not horrible, because coming in sixth, there was the top six was Tua. Mm. So it was a draft pick.
So you're Justin Herbert, not Bobby Herbert.
Not Bobby Herbert.
Not okay. Bobby. You're missing 3 and 5. Which you'll never
Phillip
get.
Philip Rivers?
By the way.
Never get.
As we have this conversation, I have just received a text that says, BTW, as I told Darren, never a doubt.
Timmy. Yeah, Timmy's already texted me. I mean, he's already blown me up way. He blew me up the minute this happened. Yeah, that's. Yeah, he was. I'm trying to think. When did it go down? It was over the weekend. He was blowing me up. 0% knew it all along. You know, he was. Oh, yeah. He was having fun with it. We had some good back and forth.
Look, he had happy feet for a while. He was dancing around.
He was doing that as some of it was a joke.
Oh, yeah.
I started, you know, doubting it. But we had a good time with it. He said he's not going to call me Mister tomorrow. And I said, you're right. You've earned the right not to call me Mister. I didn't win. Third, Derek Carr.
Now that's interesting.
Derek Carr. Stidham, Dalton, Carr, Winston, Nick Foles. Tua.
That's another one.
That's the top six, according to Sportsline, who will be the starting QB for the Patriots next year.
Those are odds?
Like, how could they get Tua?
They'd have to make a blockbuster trade.
Right, but what would they have to give up to get him? Are they loaded with draft picks?
They usually do a pretty good job.
Would they give the rights to Rob Gronkowski? Well, I mean, what would they do?
Well, they usually do a pretty good job of stockpiling.
Well, he's signing with WWE, so.
Yeah, that's true. They usually do.
They've pulled off trades like that. You know,
they have to be
usually they're trading.
They're moving into the top five from.
I mean, they have
25 or whatever they are.
Stranger things have happened. Is that right? They have 4 compensatory picks. Good grief. They have capital.
Yeah, but those are never first round.
No, but they still have draft capital that they can use. So they have a ton of picks. So they have the 23rd overall pick. They have 3 third rounders, don't have a second rounder, a fourth, 4 sixth round picks, 3 seventh round picks. So
okay. That's a lot of nickels and dimes.
Yeah.
Although those picks are valuable. There's you can do something
for
with them.
For them, they've made stuff for those picks.
But it could be a player, right? A player or two plus a package of those picks to get where you need to go currency-wise, if that's where they want it to go.
Miami would be crazy. Although maybe they trade up further than Miami. I don't know.
Well, that's if they want Tua. specifically. There might be a few slots for maybe there's a couple quarterbacks they want. You never know. You never know what's up the sleeves of the old Pats.
So along those lines, Gilbrandt.
Gilbrandt, veteran GM, going back to the Dallas Cowboys, Tom Landry days, has stuck around as a media analyst for a long time, NFL Network, and the satellite radio channel. Somebody just hit him up on Twitter. What do you know, GB? He said, I know Tom Brady's first choice is no longer an option. Now, does he have the kind of juice to know the answer to that question? I think maybe. Possibly he does. But what do you think his answer is? I mean, I don't think he's revealing the answer anytime soon, but what do you think Tom Brady's first choice was? Is it, if it's no longer an option, that would mean plausibly the Titans could be the answer to that question.
Well, if you're using deductive reasoning, I would say there's a good chance that they are.
Now, he is a Cowboy guy, right? Or has been tied to the Cowboys. Could he be inferring that it's the Cowboys?
Well, technically, the Cowboys, follow me on this, they're not technically off the table because Dak has to sign the franchise tag or they have to get to a long-term agreement. If they don't feel like that's going to happen, they could sign Brady and rescind the tag. That is a possibility. Now, an unlikely one.
So you're saying it's still an option per se?
It's an option, but I don't.
Well, Gilbrandt has not replied. There's been a handful of people that said, well, who do you mean that he's not going any further? But it does make me wonder.
Sure.
If Tom Brady was sitting there throughout this whole process going, okay, I know what I'm going to do. And then all of a sudden, that's not what I thought's going to happen. So now I got to go to plan B.
You right? guys feel good if he was saying, I'll come there, and they chose Tannehill. Everybody still feels good?
If the answer is basically they chose Tannehill over Brady, they knew they had the option of both. Yeah, I mean, I feel good.
That's what you would have done.
That's what I said all along.
No, I know, but I think there's a lot of people that were saying Tannehill, but it's because may have been
they
skewed a little
think.
Bit. Like they did. Like, come on, give me a break. It's not really an option. So now, I'm telling you, it was an option, and he's told your head coach. Okay, he's told the head coach. Yeah, I'll come. I'd like to come there.
You give me the right offer, I'll come.
Yeah. And they said, yeah.
Now, that's a part of it. Do we know how much he wanted?
Adam Schefter, Tom Brady will sign. No, that's not. Wait a minute, is that the real? That's not the answer.
Careful. Did you fall for it?
A lot of people did, unfortunately.
Yep.
Gotta be careful with that.
So forget, I didn't, I only said two words.
You caught yourself.
It's circulating. Watch out. There's a fake Adam Schefter out there. There's a fake Adam Schefter out there. Everybody beware. Oh, and by the way, we're on a lockdown as well. No, we're not.
According to fake Adam Schefter?
Practice social distancing as well.
I thought this was a really good text I got.
There's some people we know that retweeted the fake Adam Schefter. There's some people we know
that
did.
Sure. So how about that?
Somebody always falls for it.
How would you answer this question? Media members in this market have been duped by fake Adam Schefter. This is, I thought, a really good question, a text that I received from a buddy. Will Tom Brady or Bill Belichick win more games this upcoming season?
I would say the old Bovada people or our buddy Jimmy
Well, we
Shapiro
already have, hang on, Alan Bell put odds
that.
Out.
He did? I would imagine there's going to be a lot of odds.
So, after Tom Brady's departure, this is Sportsline, the Patriots have dropped from 12-1 to 20-1 to win the Super Bowl. So they've gone 12-1 to 20-1. So your question
this
was...
Really, we should pump the brakes because after this whole free agency thing runs its course and then you have the draft, then the odds are all going to be reset.
It's hard to answer that question right now because I don't know where Brady's going.
You don't know who the Patriots are going to have under center, and you don't know where Tom Brady's going to be under center.
Yet still somebody has odds?
There are always odds, and they don't have anything to do right now, so
I guess
so they're making odds.
Just saw this breaking news. Metro Parks facilities shutting down until April 6th. Remember what we were talking about earlier? That is no longer an option now.
Metro Parks.
Metro Parks. Done until April 6th.
I think it was the state parks where you could take a hike. I'd have to check, but that was as of yesterday. Things could change from yesterday to today.
Adam Schefter has just tweeted, beware.
Beware, yes.
About the fake Adam Schefter.
The real Adam Schefter has about 10 million followers. What does fake Adam Schefter have?
Okay, so this is funny. I saw this, and we'll have to talk to Tim about this tomorrow, but Matt Hasselbeck says, I'm putting myself on a two-hour Twitter probation. Because he got duped by the fake Adam Schefter. He retweeted the fake Adam Schefter.
The fake Adam Schefter has 2,000 followers. 2,062, to be exact. And right now, that tweet that you guys are referencing has over 300 likes and over 150 retweets.
I'm glad I bit my tongue.
And over 100 responses. It's been out for 10 minutes. That account has 2,000 followers.
And now we have more people that still don't realize it's the fake. It's the fake. We have people retweeting it, quote tweeting it.
Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, no.
Breaking news. Source says Tom Brady is signing with Tampa Bay Bucks tomorrow.
Oh, no. It's a fake. It's a trap. It's a trap.
Now, Fox Sports Radio has over 80,000. Oh, no, wait a minute. Colin Cowherd. It was Colin Cowherd. I was just told that Tom Brady signs tomorrow with Tampa.
That is legit.
Fox Sports Radio put that out there 29 minutes ago.
I haven't seen.
Source says Tom Brady is signing with the Bucks tomorrow.
Who's the source?
What does that use? Does that ever said? If you say source, do you think it's listed?
No, sometimes they write an article and then they cite the source that they got it, that they're not breaking the story. They're relaying the source.
Well, they then tweeted out 15 minutes later, which was 15 minutes ago, Colin Cowherd, I was just told that Tom Brady signs tomorrow with Tampa.
Hmm. Okay.
Big Cat from Barstool Sports tweets, I got duped. I blame quarantine brain.
Colin Cowherd, I was told 35 minutes ago that Tom Brady will sign tomorrow with the Tampa Bay Bucks. He had made a decision and talked to Tampa Bay yesterday. He was willing to re-sign with New England, but he watched Stephon Diggs and DeAndre Hopkins go to other franchises, then called Robert Kraft an hour and a half later and says, I'm out.
That is interesting.
Think about it. We didn't even bring this up. That is a really good point. He watched Stephon Diggs get traded right in the division.
Yeah. That division got tougher. I mean,
and he
saw
DeAndre Hopkins go to Arizona, and he's like, especially for what we've talked about with the DeAndre, you know, Tom Brady's like, we couldn't have done better than that.
Right.
And give me a true elite receiver. We couldn't have given up more than. We couldn't have given up more than Arizona? I wonder if that's... Wow. That's pretty interesting. Think about it. Those deals going down, and then he calls Robert Kraft.
I understand that. They got some guys who can catch the ball, the Buccaneers. No question.
So thinking in that realm, could New England have been his first choice of staying there? And then he's like, if you guys aren't going to do anything to help me, then I'm out.
He says, now this is what Colin Cowherd says. This is interesting. Going to your source thing, Willie. He says, this is not a football source. It is an icon source and somebody in Tom's stratosphere that knows Tom who is a famous person. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure about all that. But I will say
nobody that I have seen
once
has,
many, 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 many years ago, I got burned by a famous person on a news story.
Does that mean Tom Brady's going to hear this?
B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R-S. Go Bucks. Video game music from the 80s.
From so great.
An icon source has said, Brady to the Bucks.
The Bucks know how to shine.
Turn it up, Elijah. So with that being said, are they going to go back to the old jerseys?
They are. That has been not confirmed. Well, you're the unofficial desk, so maybe I should hand this over to you. But they are changing uniforms. They are revealing new uniforms.
Are they going back to old school?
Not the creamsicle. It's they from what I have
the
seen.
Ones the ones they have now are crap. Bad
well, they
in
are.
Between.
Crap.
They're bad.
From what I've seen, they're more of the Gruden Super Bowl era. The pewter helmet,
yeah.
the maroon jerseys
they,
or red
they went
jerseys.
They went through this thing where they changed completely to the pewter and red with just a hint of orange, which I thought were pretty solid, right? And then, of course, they won the Super Bowl. They changed their image and everything. Then they went through this thing where they would have some weeks where they would go back to the creamsicle, which I think is a good way to go if you want to go throwback once
but
or
they,
twice. But
they
then they kind of went between, right? They kind of got into this between, let's put more orange in there, and it doesn't work right now. I think it's time.
The problem,
I'm welcoming the change.
The problem is the NFL has that helmet rule where you can only have one helmet because of safety. And so to properly do the creamsicle, you have to have a white helmet. And so they can't make the pewter helmet work with the creamsicle uniforms. And so they, like the Patriots, for instance, you know, they were wearing the throwbacks for a while with the white helmet and the Patriot Pat. They can't do it because they had the silver helmets, and it's just too expensive to repaint them every week. And
is that what they do? They repaint each person's helmet? They don't have a separate helmet?
They used to have separate helmets, like college. Like in college, you have like four helmets.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But the NFL made a rule that it's the one helmet rule because you have to break it in properly, and it's just safety and switching helmets every week.
Do we not remember Antonio Brown and Hard Knocks?
Exactly.
Do we not remember that?
Well, we know that, but can't you just have the same model helmet in a different color? What's the big deal with that?
Uniform, Willie. Everybody's got to be uniform. Buttoned up in the NFL.
If it means we could see the creamsicle
buttoned up
a couple times a year, wouldn't that be worth it?
That's reported to be
all for it.
What they're going to look like.
Oh, let me see.
They're basically the Super Bowl era.
Yeah, that's going a little bit more towards that era.
I don't mind
that's going away from.
I mean, those aren't. But they're better than what they have. Like the ones they have now are crap.
I miss the creamsicle too.
But I would be definitely in favor of old school. Those things were awesome.
Yeah, you think so?
Yes.
Weren't they considered like super ugly when they first came out, and then as time passed, everybody loved them.
Well, it's no different than, you know, other teams that want something extreme and distinctive, right? You could argue that the Predators gold when it first came out. When they went gold helmets, people were like, well, wait a minute. Ooh, that's a little. Now it's like, hey, that's our identity. Same thing with University of Tennessee, right?
Oh, wow. Chase, you should be happy.
Oh.
Huh?
Well, I saw that last night. I am happy that
we have not brought that up. Yeah. We need to talk about that on the other side. All right. Right now, I'm going to talk about USS.
Ruin my joke.
United Structural Systems, a foundation repair and waterproofing company that has served our area here in Middle Tennessee since 1994. Elijah wasn't even born in 1994. That's how long they've been around. They've got more than 18,000 satisfied residential customers. And right now, you know, with all the rain we've been getting, maybe you've noticed some bowing basement walls or some standing water in your crawl space or maybe some condensation on some ductwork or musty odors or rot in floor joists, cracks in basement floors. Look, all these are signs that your house is probably trying to tell you something. And maybe you're wondering, why is this happening? Well, maybe you have poor drainage or you've got water seeping through walls. There's all kinds of reasons that the experts can come out, take a look at it. They are the experts and tell you what's going on. They believe in their quality of work. their reputation, their integrity, and they're going to come out and give you a free estimate. They're locally owned, licensed and insured, and if anything like this is going on in your home, get them out there by dialing this number, 615-227-2275. That's 227-2275. Or you can go to their website, USSTN.com. As they say, we guarantee our best. Call USS. So we were just talking about, you know, what was Roman Josi? What's Roman Josi up to right now? We didn't really have a good answer. We did talk about Crazy Legs. Craig Smith has been painting. He's a man of many talents. Just saw during the break, and I retweeted it, Sportsnet put out a video of Matthias Ekholm rollerblading in his neighborhood with Ida and their son in a stroller, just kind of both of them rollerblading, pushing the stroller around in the neighborhood. So that's what they're doing with their time. Still working out. Matthias Ekholm still working out.
Still working out. You know, Chase brought something up earlier in the show, which I think was really
involving rollerblading?
Not specifically.
No, I'd
but when we
follow
when,
my you know
when
what.
when we come back, you know, someday when we get through all this, and as we've said many times, we're just starting what we're going into, right? And I think more and more people are realizing this, and I really hope that at 2 o'clock when the TSSAA meets, they see everything that's gone around them and make the right choice to do what everybody else
in the
world.
You think day five, they figured out day five?
Everybody else in the world has shut down sports. So let's, for the people that are still out there playing a game here and there, let's get with the program. Okay, but that's hopefully coming at 2 o'clock. But, Chase, you said, and we had Coach Mark Elliott, I call him Coach. He was
fine.
He's
okay.
The athletic director at Trevecca. And you asked him a question about, hey, when everything does come to a pause and we have time on our hands like this, and you really can't do anything that you want to do in a lot of cases, you still want to do the work that you can, you do have a lot of time to slow things down. Maybe that's the silver lining of this, right? Once we get through it, and it's going to be terrible in a lot of things, we just hope it, you know, we can minimize the damage at this point. And then there's the whole economic fallout. But when we look back, the moments that you just shared there with Matthias Ekholm, he'll remember that, right? That's something he would never get a chance to do. Just have
not this time of year.
Full-time dad. His kids are young. His son is young, mm-hmm. right? He has one son. Other people will be in the same thing. They get quality time that they wouldn't have otherwise had, right? So I think there will be other – we search for the positive. There will be some things that we have a chance to do, reevaluate things. Chase, I think that's how you kind of said you have a chance to maybe get creative, think about things.
Yeah, look.
When the time comes that we're back to full speed, maybe I've learned something in the process. There's the little positives that we can
sure.
try to cling to here.
We as a society could come out of this and be better.
Because sometimes
before.
We do get going too fast.
Yeah.
It's a fast-moving world, right? Now we don't have a choice. We've screeched to a halt.
And and that's the best way to put it. It's been a screech. I mean, it hasn't been oh, we're going to slow down, and then stop.
Yeah.
It's been a, we're stopping. So, you know, we have the opportunity to reevaluate and assess ourselves and then come out of this better, whether it's sports or, you know, anything else. So, I mean, there's certainly an opportunity here if people choose to take it.
You know, it's interesting that we really haven't brought up in all of this and talking about the numbers keep, you know, CDC putting out 50 and then it's a gathering of 10. Well, if that's the case in bars and restaurants and the whole entertainment and sports industry has shut down, is there a reason as we sit very, very close by why there are still planes landing and taking off?
Yeah, because they haven't completely restricted travel. Well,
right, but why? I mean, so you can get on a plane?
You can.
Yeah. So.
As of now, right?
It's so we can't now. Go to a restaurant or a bar, but get on a plane with 100 other people.
I think there's very few that are jam-packed, but there are some people coming back home. These are all issues, right?
I think
Americans
it's an
are
opportunity
trying to come
to
back
try and get
home.
People back
there's
home.
There's probably people that are one place they're trying to get back home.
My father-in-law just took off yesterday to New Mexico for work.
Yeah.
I know, because we were out to dinner Saturday night, so he jumped right on a plane on Sunday.
You still can right now. I mean, you can actually get some
pretty good affordable
rates
too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean,
if we're going to
sit here and talk about all these other things and these other gatherings, then why aren't we talking about that?
Well, let's go back to another theme that we talked about with Mark Elliott, athletic director, and he used the prism of what was happening down the street at Trevecca as a university. They went from recommending to their students that they shouldn't go overseas for a mission program that they were doing. A lot of the athletes were involved. So they said, you know, with what's going on, you should pay attention. Maybe you shouldn't do this. They went from that to, we're making this decision for you. You can't do this. That is what's happening a lot at the top with a lot of these decisions. It started off with a recommendation.
A suggestion.
Hey, we need to do social distancing. You shouldn't gather. And it moved past that, right? It started with, I think, the hockey people and the basketball people in the NCAA tournament. There was suggestions. We talked about the day that article came out and Adam Vingan was here. Maybe they should play without fans. Oh, what are you talking about? Like, that was a suggestion that was not heard. Now we're past suggestions. And so there's still a lot of speculation, but in the next few days, I think there will be some more things that they just think, hey, you know, we have to do this. But we'll find out. But as of now, it's not recommended. All the doctors are saying, I would recommend, unless you have to, you shouldn't travel unless you have to travel.
Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of workplaces have absolutely just shut down travel. Like, I know plenty of people
that I've
talked to.
The NFL is one of them, right? The NFL yesterday announced that you can't have in-house visits with free agents. You can't. You know, the scouts can't go out and visit and have workouts.
I guess what I'm getting at is,
private or public,
if we've talked about the best way for us to get past this and move on as quick as possible, wouldn't that seem like
a thing that
needs to happen?
That's what needs to happen.
Right? I mean, I know it stinks, but everything that we've talked about that shuts down stinks because it affects people's livelihood.
It does.
And I get it. It will affect greatly the airline industry, but it's affecting greatly everybody else who's had to shut down business.
Sure.
I'm just saying, if we want to move past, like, isn't that the next step to happen?
It's no different than, let's say, 3 days ago when the suggestion was made, hey, you know, you shouldn't fill bars and restaurants. You shouldn't. You know, we're going to keep them open, but you really shouldn't go. I mean, if you're doing the social distancing we're suggesting and recommending, you wouldn't do that. Then we saw the pictures in all the big cities. People went out.
Yeah.
And so now it's gone from a suggestion to a mandate.
Oh, Chicago. They did the same thing. They're
Chicago,
like,
absolutely.
Yeah, we can't be doing this. Yeah,
of course, all of this.
Can't be doing this.
I mean, St. Patrick's Day, you know what they do in Chicago. They turn the river
green
and they go
it's
nuts.
A big party.
Yeah.
Not this year.
Yeah, can't do it.
You guys didn't even wear green. I'm wearing green and I'm drinking Diet Mountain Dew. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Nice.
Dan, what's up?
Mountain McDew.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How about you?
Doing well. I wanted to weigh in on this because, you know, we have to ask ourselves, at what point is everybody else's means of incurring income and working? I have family members who are flight attendants in the medical profession. Most of my extended family is all nurses, so I've gotten the full spiel on all of this. And at what point, you know, is the shutdown going to stop? Because these things have to just run their course effectively to eliminate, you know, future issues. And at what point are we going to, there's no repayment plans for a lot of these people who are now out of work due to all these closings. People are losing jobs. Families are losing income. You know, at what point do we realize that this is not as dangerous as H1N1, swine flu, Zika, all of these other things that have come and passed and are now faded into distant memory?
Well, I think, Dan, what we've tried to say here is, one, you're absolutely right, and we're very sympathetic for all the people that are being affected right now. There's are tons of people that their life is getting turned upside down because of you know, closures. And we certainly understand people in the service industry who are affected greatly because of this. I mean, that's, they depend on tips and they depend on working. And it's, you're right, it is a fact. But when you say, when is the closure, you know, when is this going to stop? Well, we're way past that. It's not going to stop.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go this far and then make this the cutoff. It's either you go all the way or you don't do this, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Either you go all the way, which they're way past a cutoff point, or you don't go this far at all. Well, and I think we've already proven that this is going all the way.
Dan, nobody wants to make these decisions. The idea is that the quicker you do it, the quicker you can get back to normal. Because do it later when it gets more out of control, and these are the people, these are the experts worldwide that are all making the same decision, and some made it earlier than others. So we're tracking what's happening around the world. I'm just relaying the message. And now the financial part of that was a huge thing. And we had the screen on, we weren't listening, but I know we saw some of the headlines come out that trying to make people whole or help out financially in the short term is part of the plan here.
So my question is, you know, with a average population, you know, that's, you know, huge in this country, how many confirmed cases and how many resultant deaths have we encountered so far?
Well, you can turn on any news channel and get the latest. It's growing every day. And it's, the point is, we're trying to minimize that number. It's going to get bigger. And we are, you know, this virus is attacking the world. It's every country.
Italy had what, over 700 people die in 2 days?
Yes. And that's they got it. They started spreading it a few weeks before we did.
Yeah, they locked down the entire country.
So that's why.
Yeah,
that's right. Too late.
That's a higher percentage of their population that was affected.
Right.
And I think it's the same virus. It's the same virus.
Do we realize that this could be the big distraction? Because I was speaking with a retired customs agent of over 30 years. And he told me unequivocally, when this is going on and this has been created, this mass panic and hysteria about a singular issue like a virus or a potential contagion of any sort or a chemical in the rivers, whenever this singular focus has been pushed, it's because they don't want you to look in another direction. They don't want you to see something else, they being the government.
At
what point do we cross over to that? Because there's only so much we can do, because we didn't quarantine immediately upon the first case.
Well, maybe...
Basically, with the globalized society that we live in, if you're going to be infected or you're going to come in contact, it has already happened before any of these quarantine measures have even taken place. I mean, we're a month late to the party.
Agreed.
That may be true.
I think what we're trying to, and you're right. You're right, Dan. But we're trying to.
Too late.
Yeah. Well, we're not. It's not too late, because I think one of the biggest concerns is, okay, so don't do anything. Just business as usual. Everybody, just go about your daily life and what you've been doing. And then what happens when all the hospitals get overrun? Okay, they're not equipped to handle volume, and they're now building makeshift tents at hospitals because they just can't house everybody and they don't have the proper equipment. Then what?
Clear in the reporting, because you know the flu's already killed, you know, about 20,000 people in the U.S. this flu season, and they're saying if you have flu-like symptoms, go get checked out. Although it's a good idea to go get checked out and get tested, you know, there's an inadequate supply of the test kit, so there's a fail there.
Yep.
There's an inadequate supply of hospital resources for everybody to rush at the slightest headache going, oh my gosh, I've got COVID-19. You know, at what point do they try to minimize the panic? Because everybody does these sensationalized reports on like Nightline and everything make you feel like it's the end times. I remember growing up, you know, AIDS came around, and that was the new end-all, be-all that was going to kill the population. Now there's medicines that people can take to where they won't transmit it to others nor to their unborn children.
But that's the uniqueness of this virus, is we don't have any treatment for that right now. We have no vaccine, no treatment for this virus. Not yet.
So basically, if you have a low immunoresponse, and there's been no confirmed case of a child under the age of 9 exhibiting symptoms, so my theory is that in the mass concoction of immunizations from birth through age 9, that there might be some sort of combination or effective treatment path that gives children, young children more especially, some sort of level of passive immunity where they're not exhibiting symptoms.
Yeah, but they're carriers, though.
That's part of the issue.
But they're carriers. That's
part of the issue.
You're right about that, but they are carriers.
We're carriers of everything.
Yeah,
that's
true.
The problem.
Yeah, no
we're
doubt.
We're carriers of everything. You know, I could not have the flu shot, go through the reprogramming period of, you know, 3 to 6 weeks of my body learning to fight off the new strain of the flu that's a vaccine for, and then I could still touch, you know, a handrail, shake hands with somebody who hasn't gotten the flu.
My wife and son got a flu shot and both got the flu. I didn't get the flu shot this year, and I didn't get it. So there you go. That's a prime example of what you're talking about.
I mean, so at what point do we understand that, you know, basically what kills this virus is heat? So you get a abnormally high fever, your body goes, hey, I have an intruder. I've realized the only thing to do to kill this off is to heat up and burn it out. You treat and abate the fever symptoms. You keep everybody monitored from, you know, checking in with their doctor to eliminate some sort of a pneumonia S, because effectively you have a flu that tests negative for all the flus, and then you get pneumonia. And the original strain of this, the flash pulmonary edema, where essentially...
I did not mean to do that. Honestly, I know you guys think I'm... I did not mean to do that.
Look,
Dan, I did not mean to hang up.
Dan obviously has put a lot of thought into this, but let me just...
That was an accident. I know you guys don't believe me. That was a total accident.
We're well past the target.
But we needed to move on anyway.
But this is not the flu. Okay, this is not the flu. These are huge decisions that people are making for a reason. Nobody gains, right? Nobody is doing this. Wow, so-and-so gains by these decisions. This is your worldwide decisions. The virus is not discriminating against everybody. This is different. It's different. You have to go with it. And it stinks, right?
It does.
It's awful.
There's no good way around this. There's nothing, you know, you can say that's going to – people that are affected greatly when it comes to their jobs and decisions, things that we've talked about the last 2 days, there's really nothing – And it's going to get worse, as we've said. Like, there's going to be more and more shut down, and there's no school. And so everybody's having to adjust. I mean, these are all such small things when you think about people that are actually dealing with this. But, I mean, everybody's life is affected right now, right? We're not working. There's no Predators games. I'm sure our baseball season is shot to you know what. It's not going to happen or barely happen. These are all small stuff. In other words, it's not business as usual. So everybody is being affected and stinks. And on a bigger scale, when it comes to your job or you own a small business, it really stinks because who knows? There's going to be people that aren't going to make it through with their business, unfortunately.
This is the other thing.
But there's also
say,
people that are not going to make it in their life, and that's the most important thing.
And this is all stuff that I know we're working on. Like there was talk today, we're going to they hope to start making financial, you know, compensation with the next few days, right? Mailing people money. I don't know if they've made it official, but these are the ideas being thrown around that are really having traction. But the one thing that I thought was interesting, his call, he said, I was talking to this customs agent or whatever. He said, talk to a doctor, talk to a medical expert. If you're getting your information from them, I will bet that the information is very consistent. Those are the people who know. Right, if you're hearing on Twitter or from this person or that person, you might get I don't know what you're going to get, but you're going to get a very consistent answer from a doctor, a health expert. Their message is very consistent. This is different.
No doubt. I want to talk to all the men out there. I've been telling you for years about my friends over at Cool Springs MD, and they know a lot of you men have started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances. And Dr. Jeffrey Lodge, who's the board-certified physician over there, his wife Daphne Lodge, the registered nurse, and their experienced staff want to give you men out there the treatments that are required to improve your quality of life. And right now, their services have already helped a lot of you in this area, in the Middle Tennessee area, and surrounding areas with improving your immune systems, your energy levels, your cognitive function, and so much more. They're there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and enriched life. And there's no better time to achieve that healthy lifestyle than right now. What are you waiting for? Pick up the phone, make that appointment like I have. They're open over at Cool Springs MD, and they would like to see you. 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. Or you can always go to their website, coolspringsmd.com. All right, let's talk about the signings that have happened today. Let's go over the list. Teddy Bridgewater, his new home.
Looking like Carolina. Not done yet, but appears to be close. So,
by the way, just saw this, Ian Rappaport. The Dolphins are closing in on a deal for running back Jordan Howard.
Really?
He averaged 4.4 yards per carry last year.
When he was healthy, he was pretty good.
When he was healthy. That's the key word right there. When he was healthy. So Ted, looks like all signs are pointing toward Teddy Bridgewater to Carolina.
Yep.
It looks like all signs are kind of pointing toward Indianapolis for Phillip Rivers. True? I mean,
Are we still pointing there?
There's been nothing out there that said, that's official, or that's going to happen. Just a lot of people keep, there's a lot of speculation of they're getting close to a deal. Remember, everything opens up tomorrow.
Officially, yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, no word on Tom Brady, although Colin Cowherd and Fox Sports Radio put out there that he is hearing that he is going to the Bucks. Not from a football source, but from an icon source, a famous person.
It's interesting because I have watched the overall Twitter feed. You know, I don't follow him, but it's not like there's a lot of people who have said, "Oh, he's right," you know, or you know, mention it or anything. So I don't know what to make of that. He may be dead on right. Of course, there was a fake Adam Schefter that said it was done.
There was. Well, ironically, if you look, the fake Adam Schefter came out shortly after the Colin Cowherd and the Fox Sports Radio tweet. So I think they were just following that trail.
I mean, you do wonder. And it does make some sense that the Bucs could be a spot for Tom Brady. He doesn't have that many options.
No.
He doesn't have that many. I wonder if he's sitting there going, you know what, I thought there would be more phone calls. Do you think that is in his mind? You had the Gil Brandt tweet earlier today we shared that his first choice is already off the table. Didn't specify what that choice was.
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know how many places he really thought was a realistic option for him. I don't know. I don't know if he thought every place that we all viewed as an opening, a good opening, that they would be drooling over him. I don't know. I don't know, Tom.
You know what? That's a good question, though. I mean, how did he view himself?
I don't know.
Was he realistic in the fact of, okay, well, I'm almost 43, so you know, there are going to be some teams that won't. Obviously, you have to look at the teams that are well established at quarterback, and they wouldn't be interested at all.
The one piece, honestly, that stood out to me the most about what Colin Cowherd put out there was the fact that Tom Brady saw DeAndre Hopkins get traded to Arizona for a bag of pumps and footballs, I mean, and some tees, some kicking tees.
You got to throw in the kicking tees.
And saw Stephon Diggs get traded right in his division. And here we are. All we've talked about is the weapons or lack of in New England. And basically Colin Cowherd was saying after those two deals happened, he called up Robert Kraft and said, yeah, I'm bouncing. Thanks for the memories.
See you at the reunion. Isn't that what Dan Graziano put in that piece that we talked about last week? See you at all the reunions?
Yeah. Honestly, I do. That does make sense. I could see him getting really ticked about that. The one that should really get him ticked is the DeAndre Hopkins, to me.
Yeah.
Like, so you're not if getting... that's what it took to get an elite receiver, a true number one, one of the best receivers in the league, arguably maybe the best, depending on who you ask, in the prime of his career, and that's what it took, and we need that, and that's all Arizona had to give up. I'm sure it probably did.
Can you imagine?
Going, are you kidding me?
Can you imagine when Arizona's GM? Who is Arizona's GM? Did anybody know? I don't know the guy off the top of my head. As he's winding up the call and he's having the conversation.
Steve Keim.
Yeah. Okay. So Steve is on the phone with Bill.
Okay. I was going to say Dave McGinnis.
So
no.
Bill, we good? So Johnson, in a second, for. And we'll swap seventh rounders. Or is it fourth rounders or seventh rounders?
Fourth rounders.
Yeah. Swap fourth rounders. You throw in a second. Johnson for Hopkins. We good on that?
Yeah.
Bill?
Yeah, let's do it.
You good? Good. Okay.
Cool.
I'll call the league.
Like, okay. How fast
I'll call
was
the
Arizona running down the hallway?
I'll call the league.
I'll take care of it.
I got it.
I'll notify the league.
Give me the phone.
Get me Goodell.
Quick, before he thinks about it.
We good on that? Yeah. You said yes. Okay. We got a deal.
The best tweet today was Sean Salisbury going, if Bill Cowher, the coach, sees Bill Cowher, or Bill Cowher, if Bill O'Brien, the coach, sees Bill O'Brien, the GM, he should punch him in the face today.
Real quick, because you two will appreciate this, since we don't have brackets, ESPN tonight is revealing their field of 64 of the greatest college basketball players of all time, men and women.
There we go.
So there will
March
be a field of 64.
List. March list.
It'll be fun. It'll be cool. Willie's wheelhouse for sure.
All right, that'll do it for today's show. You have a great rest of your Tuesday. Be safe out there, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
The number one job of any parent is to look out for their kids.
Sometimes mom doesn't let me use my tablet.
Well, that is part of looking out for you. Your parents want to make sure you're safe while you're having fun.
I guess.
That's what we want too. We're Lingo Kids, and we're here to help parents out. Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids because kids love it and parents can trust it.
What's it got?
Lingo Kids has lots of fun stuff that parents can feel good about, like songs and shows, plus activities featuring beloved Disney characters from Disney's Moana, Frozen, and more.
I love Disney stories.
Who doesn't? Lingo Kids has over 1 million daily users, so it looks like a lot of people love it already. Plus, when your parents download the Lingo Kids app, they can get a one-week free trial.
Lingo Kids!
Everything kids love. Download the app for free.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.